Factis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
We've got special guests in the studio. Where do we start? We've got Graham Biss in. Are you just plain old Graham these days?
I'm just Graham.
You should be Graham Biss OBE by now, surely.
No. Just to you, Ian, just Graham.
Just Graham. Just move yourself a little bit, just Graham.
Yeah. Okay.
Can you move it? That's it. Lovely. And and Sean, I don't know your last name. I'm sorry, Sean.
Sean Grove.
And you're here to keep an eye on Graham, help him out.
Yep.
Okay. We come to just had an interesting conversation about what happened last night, but we'll tease the listener and we'll come back to that in a mo. I mean, obviously, there's lots of things you want to talk about, and I know that you've got a list of stuff there. Blimey, that is a list as well, isn't it?
It is.
But obviously, Farmers Market, that's now gone. That was in the news last week. Do you want to, like, pay tribute whilst you're alive?
Yeah, very, very much so. I think Mary Case, who is the last chairman and has been involved with the Farmers Market for many years, has done a fantastic job in putting local food and drink very much on the agenda and provide a platform for many of our local businesses to sell to the general public. So I think they've done a brilliant job, but they've taken the decision that perhaps with the advent of the farm shops and other outlets, it's time to sort of pass on the baton.
Okay, so it's evolved in a nice kind of way.
Yeah. I think so. Obviously, I can't speak too much for them, but I think the local food and drink market has evolved, it's grown up, it's moved on. You know, we've got some fantastic farm shops now on the island, all carrying local food and drink, which is a really positive aspect.
And there's a lot of TV programs in the last couple of years that come and film things and they do get, you know, they obviously use local produce when they're doing the cooking, and they're bigging up local produce and so on. So I just think that's a wonderful thing as well. It's on the map, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think you know, if you look back to look forward, I think food for a long period of time became unimportant. You know, it wasn't really important to people, which is bizarre because it's what we do three times a day, every day. So I think to bring food back up into a level of importance where we understand a little bit more where it comes from, how it gets to our plates, is really, really important. And the island is really good at that, you know. And we should be really shouting from the rooftops how good some of our food and drink products are.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're absolutely right. We do have some wonderful, wonderful places to eat that are, you know, places that farm shops have turned into like mini restaurants as well. Mm. You can go and get the food cooked there as well. I just think that's a brilliant thing, and it is. It's on the map. Mm. And I would imagine there's a lot of people that come across at the moment, holidays and so on, and they've probably heard about food, they've heard about what we're providing, and they're probably going and taking a load back with them as well.
Ian, you're absolutely spot on. I think food and drink is really part of the visitor experience. You know, it's important for us as residents, but I think it's all a part of promoting the island as a destination where people want to come and stay. And if we're very clever, they can take a little bit of the island back with them, enjoy for the other 51 weeks of the year. So food and drink strategically, I think, is important.
Definitely. And you know, I'm starting to get hungry now, Graham.
Okay.
Did you bring anything with you, Sean?
I didn't, I'm afraid.
Oh, right, okay. Well, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, well, bye then.
Look, before we go any further, I've got to ask you about Danny Horn.
Okay.
Because when I was at school, he's a brilliant footballer.
Well, he tells me still is. Now, obviously, I can only take your word for that.
Come on, he's 57 now. He's not going to be brilliant now, is he?
Well, he tells me he is.
Oh, right.
Actually,
okay.
he's probably listening to this, so we better be careful.
Right.
Yeah, actually, we'll be listening to this.
Okay, all right. Well, not necessarily.
Danny, one of his claims to fame, he's the Agricultural Society chairman. So we're really proud that, you know, he leads the society, which is involved with the county show and the Rural Careers Fund, which we're going to talk about. So, yeah, doing some really good stuff on the island.
I think I've not seen him since I've left school in 1981.
When?
Yeah, exactly. I am that old, Sean. And it's funny, I don't think he's moved that far, and I haven't.
No.
And yet I've not seen him. And it was so strange to get a press release last week, and I think, I know that bloke. Mm. And then I looked and I thought, I do know that bloke. That's Danny Horn. I've not seen him for 41 years. And there he is, doing great work in the community.
Yeah, no, he's doing great stuff. The only slight challenge. He's a Saints supporter, but perhaps we shouldn't hold that against him.
He never used to be.
Oh, he is now, isn't
he? He never used to. I'm pretty sure he was a Chelsea fan when I was younger.
And just for his sins, he's going on Sunday playing another team from London.
Oh, well, that team that's top of the league.
I knew you would say that.
Yeah, right. Shall we get on with what you wanted to cover? What are you promoting this time around, Graham? Come on.
We just wanted to come in and talk about the Royal Careers Fund, which is a bursary scheme for young people who want to develop their skills and knowledge within the rural sector. We're really passionate about it from the Agricultural Society point of view, because it is about young people. And it's great that Sian's here with us today, talking about her role within Young Farmers. So what we try to do is we take the surpluses from the county show, and we hope to generate them each year, and we put them into a fund for young people to apply and support them with their personal development.
Right.
And that we're really passionate about that. You know, that's why we do the county show. It's great to do it as an event, but it's trying to generate the money. And alongside that, we're really grateful to the Islewhite Farmers Market, who gave us a donation when they stopped to trade, which we're going to use as part of the Royal Careers Fund.
Brilliant. I mean, that's like we had a conversation outside about the future of radio and involving young people, and it's a similar thing. You know, they're the future. Young people are the future. Yeah. So, you know, start investing in them now. How big is a rural career? What are we talking about here so we know?
Well, it can be very broad, and I think actually that's a slight, and thank you for raising it, it's a misconception that rural just means pure farming, you know, looking after livestock, growing crops. But there are many, many options and career opportunities in the broad spectrum. You know, it could be the veterinary sector, it could be farm shops, you know, which is an integrated part of a rural business. So we're not narrow. Probably it does need a land-based sort of connection, but if someone, and we really, and part of coming to see you today is a plea to young people who are out there, saying, look, if you are looking to develop your knowledge and your skills, and we can help, we don't have a big pot of money, but we're desperate to get that money where it can really make a difference and support young people to come through.
Fantastic. I've just had an idea while you were talking then. Mm. You know, we get a lot of young people in and they don't know what they want to do and so on. When we do maybe some sessions after half term, maybe we should set up a time and somebody come in and talk about this.
Yeah.
So you talk about to young people and they can do like an interview and a podcast, so then they can take it back to schools and start feeding it back.
Yeah, we'd be pleased to. If we can help in any way, you know,
fantastic.
That's what the society's here for.
It's going to help young people. It's going to help everybody in the future, isn't it? And it is just about letting people know what is available out there for them. So should we go over to Sian, have a chat with Sian now? Because obviously, you know, you've just joined. How long have you been a part of this?
What, the Young Farmers Club?
Yeah.
Oh, I've been there for 4 years now, I think.
Oh, right. But you've only just joined the job that you're doing now for the last couple of months?
Yeah, so I'm the secretary for Young Farmers now.
Right, OK. That's a big job then.
Yeah, all the social media and doing all the posts, letting people know what's going on.
OK, and what's your thoughts? I mean, is this the right thing to do, you know, involving young people, being a young person yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. It's so broad, the rural careers area, that, you know, when we go to certain farms, it gives children and young people the chance to think, well, actually, is this what I want to do? Or it just encourages them to get involved.
OK, do we have, like, open days or sessions where people can come and see? And because I look at it and visualise it and think, crikey, I wish that was there when I was a kid, because I might have changed what I really wanted to do. And, you know, other people might have thought, oh, I'd like to work outside. I'd like to be doing all those things that you're now advertising and things. And I think that's great. But, you know, why wasn't it there when I was a kid? But...
So we have meetings every other Wednesday, which anyone is more than welcome to come to. All our meetings are on the Facebook page, which is Isle of Wight Young Farmers Club, or on our Instagram, which is Isle of Wight YFC. So all the updates will be on that, the times, the dates, the location. So yeah, we definitely would love to recruit some more members and get more people involved.
Yeah, because there's a lot, I'm guessing, you look at the Isle of Wight, there's a lot of jobs, I would imagine. There should be, or there could be. if we do things right now. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely.
So how, you've been in the job how long? Voted in last night?
Yeah, voted in last night for my second year.
Oh, right.
So, yeah.
You kept that quiet. So second year. You must enjoy it.
Yeah, I do really enjoy it. It's so nice because we, compared to last year's AGM, we had so many more people attend. So we can tell that we're doing the right thing because more people are there.
What about young people? Are they engaging as well?
Absolutely, yeah.
Which is good. How old are the young people? How old do they need to be involved?
So our club runs for people aged between 12 and 28. So it's not limited to just youngsters. It is for people my age. I'm 25. So, you know, it's great to meet new people as well. Once you've come out of school, it's hard to make friends and stuff. So it's a great chance for people to get together, social event, and you're learning as well.
We're too old, Graham.
I know.
Yeah, 28. Yeah,
but it's great though, isn't it?
It is. I mean, people are 12. And I mean, I would imagine there are people that are 12 and know exactly what they want to do. And if you show them the way, that they're probably going to show some kind of dedication and they know exactly that's the route that I want to take.
Absolutely.
So that's brilliant.
And it's not just for people that come from a farming background. You don't have to be involved in farming or have parents that are farmers. If you've just got any sort of interest in animals or rural sector or plants or anything like that, it's great.
Okay. I'm just picturing you now talking to young kids from St George's School about the things that they could do. Would you come in and do that?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Because they would love it. And the reason why I say that is because there are so many young people that come in. And when you say, what do you want to do, it's like a split. Some people are like technical and they want to do gaming or they want to review games or they want to, you know, make games themselves. But an awful lot say they want to do something to do with animals. They want to, and they talk about their, you know, thoughts on animals and so on. And you just think, wouldn't it be great if they have somebody to say, hey, look, somebody's now listening and this person can listen and make changes and introduce you to certain people. And all of a sudden, because you ask most of them, what are you doing to help yourself for the future? Nothing.
Mm.
So this is a way of just opening a door and you've got enthusiasm. We had a young lady in this morning. She wanted to work with horses.
Yep.
And that's what she wants to do. It was either caring for young kids or she wanted to do something with horses. And you just think, right, now she's gone away and all we did was have a conversation. But next time I can say, right, I'm going to introduce you to Sian and Sian is going to show you this door and inside this door is a route that you could take.
Absolutely. And on the island, it's a lot of who you know rather than what you know. Mm. And when we go to these farms and we meet these hosts, it's then an introduction for them to start a conversation.
Wow. This is incredible.
And the typical Isle of Wight community, the community, the farming community and the rural community are very supportive of the young farmers. So quite often when young farmers knock on the door, it's a very positive response. And it puts a little bit of a structure rather than just the individual knocking on the door. So there's an insight to lots of things which can be done in a group situation, which sometimes is easier than doing it on a one-to-one. So that's a key part of the Young Farmers Club.
So have you got like sessions, meetings coming up that you can announce, or is it too soon because you only got voted in last night?
No, I believe on Wednesday the 26th we are doing pumpkin carving. So if everyone brings their own pumpkin along, we'll have a spooktacular evening.
Was that him that told you to say it?
No, all me.
So that's this coming
Wednesday, yeah.
Which obviously is half term.
Yep, yeah.
Which is even better reason for doing it. Okay, so whereabouts are we going for that?
We are at Broadfields, I believe, and it will be 6:30 till 8:30 in the evening.
Where's Broadfields?
Oh, that's...
Is that a difficult question?
That's a difficult question.
Probably would be ideal to make contact through what...
I was going to say, yeah, if anyone wants to reach out and find out more, then contact our Facebook page or our Instagram.
Okay. But I'm trying to think where Broadfields is now, and I've lived on the island most of my life, and I think, you should know, Ian. Do you know Graham?
No.
let's confess. Yeah, just get in touch.
Yeah.
All right?
Absolutely,
How do we get in touch again?
On the Facebook, which is Isle of Wight Young Farmers Club, or our Instagram, which is Isle of Wight YFC.
Okay, and is there a cost to that, or is it free?
No, we do have a membership fee, which is £40 for the year, but that covers you know, our hosts, and we often have some free meals that are involved or drinks and snacks. So, yeah.
Sounds good. But you didn't bring any today, though.
I didn't, I'm afraid.
All right. OK, is there anything else you want to plug, by the way? Because what I don't want you to do is go out in a minute and say, oh, we should have said that.
No. I think thank you for the opportunity for Sian to come and talk about the Young Farmers, which are great. Part of a national network, so it's all put together correctly, office holders, etc. And last plug for me really is the Royal Careers Fund. We are so keen for young people to come forward, and Sian, you'll probably tell us how, if someone's interested in the Royal Careers Fund, how do they make contact with us?
So they can either give me a ring at the office, which is on 01983 296244, or on our website, which is riwas.org.uk/bursaries.
How trendy is it to, you know, because when I was at school, long time ago, as we've already established, you know, there were a lot of factories and people were going into work in the factories and so on. Is it something that, you know, there's a lot of people wanting to do? Is it? It's not a dying trade. It should never be a dying trade because it's important. It's important we have the people to do those things so then we can eat, we can drink and do all those things. But how trendy is it at the moment for young people?
I think it's very important that the Royal Careers Funds exist because a lot of the time employers want someone with a certain skill, and then that's where that the Royal Careers Fund steps in because it allows the financial support through a bursary or a scholarship for that person to get that qualification or skill, and then they can be hired.
I mean, it's brilliant because I was talking to somebody from Island Roads a few years back, and they were giving out you know, apprenticeships and things like that, and people were going to be learning about the terrain, about the different, you know, that our roads are different to other people's. The reason why they got holes in the road is because of the terrain, because it's an island, because of what's underneath, lots of clay and so on. And this is just another way of having young people come through a system, learn the system in a perfect place, because let's be honest, it's got to be that job that there is no better place to be than on the Isle of Wight. If you're outdoors working on a farm or doing, you know, working in a rural area, I just think that's wonderful. And I think pulling people, I just think giving them the option, the opportunity, I just think it puts a spring in my step because it makes you feel like, well, all these kids that I talk to now that want to talk, you know, sort with work with animals and so on and grow things, and you just think how exciting the future is, a little bit brighter than it was when I woke up this morning.
That's good to hear.
And the industry needs good quality people. You know, I think that's true across all of our sectors, but the rural sector in particular, it needs good people. You know, there's a really dynamic environment out there, lots of opportunities, and it's important that we as individuals step up to take advantage of those opportunities.
And we've got a lot of mentors or people that are, you know, already doing it and successful, like Danny Orne for a start.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're important as figureheads for people to say, actually, that's what I want to do, and that's how I want to behave.
Fantastic. Do you wish you could have your time again so you could, like, you know, go into something like this?
I don't look back. I never look back. You're going to look forward.
Yeah, that's true.
But I think what's important is that we're surrounded by good young people who are, you know, giving us the energy and the vitality to say, yeah, we can, what we do is okay, but we can do it better. And I think, I know from your radio station, you're constantly looking, how can we improve? How do we go forward? And I think that's what we should all be looking forward.
That's why I look 33 instead of 29.
See? Do you?
Yeah. Okay. I haven't got my glasses on.
No.
So just say, young people out there listening, and they were thinking about it, or parents thinking, oh, you know, little Jimmy's shown an interest in, what's the first thing they should do now?
I would definitely get in contact with the Young Farmers Club, and then it just provides an opportunity and it gets a conversation going and it opens a lot of doors. It really does. I have sheep now, personally. I never had sheep before. The people that you meet, it helps you to get down the route you need to go.
You sound like the perfect person to talk to because you, we won't mention the supermarket, but you worked in a supermarket, now you don't. You say you mentioned you had sheep then, and so on, and it's a case of who's the best person to talk to young people about that. You've made the transition from supermarket, whatever, and now you're there in the thick of what you're talking about, and you just think you are the perfect person to come and chat to. So just say, for instance, I'm 15 and I'm thinking, I really want to work in a rural sector. What should I do next? You know, I know I've got to come and see you, but, you know, inspire me to come and join your sector.
Gosh, no pressure. I don't know. If you've got the passion and you're willing to put the work in, you can achieve whatever you want to.
Can I have sheep as well?
Absolutely.
And a couple of goats.
If you want to.
Ah, brilliant. Sorry for putting on the spot. I just think you are honestly the perfect person. If you want to know, if you're sat there now wondering, should I or shan't I, do
it.
Go
for it. Absolutely.
Yeah, do
it.
Go
for it.
Because
you'll always find someone to support you. There will always be someone at the club that has either had the experience before or knows a contact that can help you. So you will always have some support.
It's lovely to meet you. And you're an inspirational young lady. So good luck with the next year. I'm guessing you get voted in for a year.
I do indeed, yeah.
Are you going to go for a third year running next year?
We'll see how this year goes.
And thank you for coming in, Graham. And good luck with everything.
Good to see you.
And we'll hopefully see you soon. And I'm hoping to get you guys in when we do some four-piece sessions. You come in, and when I know there's a group of kids that all they want to do is work with animals and work in the rural sector, because I just think, open the door.
Absolutely.
Let them know where you are so that they've got a hope. I talk to so many kids that you look at and you think, well, I can't tell you what to do. I can't show you anything. But now I've met you, I now know that, right, OK, I can introduce you to at least and say or point you in the right direction. Because you believe it or not, there's a lot of kids out there that want to work. And I get kind of sad when they say they just want to work at Hayland's Farm. And you think, well, that's lovely, but aim a little bit higher. And if we introduce you to Sian, that means you can aim that little bit higher, and who knows where it'll come to.
Yeah.
You might not be able to sit down and work a keyboard, but you've got skills, and, you know, if you've got your heart in something else, then definitely that could work. So you'll get the phone call from me very soon. All
okay.
Right. Thank you. And thank you, Graham, again.
No, pleasure.